Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Well, you know, it kind of feels like March now. It's not going to feel like March when we get to St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. It's not going to feel like St. Patrick's Day when you get to the parade tomorrow night and the parade Saturday and the parade Sunday afternoon, Severn and Metairie Road. And isn't it ironic when we all looked at the calendar, we thought, oh, man, you know, Mardi Gras is late this year. It's going to be a warm Mardi Gras. St. Patrick's Day is going to be really warm. And look what has happened. Turned out to be kind of chilly. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot, and we were talking about how the last couple of days people have seemed to express emotion over the idea that Mark Ingram is leaving. And I refer to it as heartbroken, kind of a heartbroken feeling. But it, I mean, not really. People are disappointed. There was something emotional about Mark Ingram leaving, and it's been different than other players, other fan favorites that have left the Saints in the past. It's going to be hard to watch him in a Baltimore Ravens uniform. I hope he does well, unless we play the Ravens next year. Then I hope he doesn't do well. But I'm for Mark Ingram going on and doing well, and I don't feel that way about every Saints player that leaves us, because, you know, sometimes you want him to go on and just totally bomb. I hope Mark Ingram does well, because he certainly contributed to the team. Let me get to this text before we get to our new topic. This text says, Ingram was average at best to me. I always thought the Saints could do better. The whole time he was with the Saints, he only got 2 1,000 yards twice in 8 years. Keep in mind that backs these days rush for 1,200 to 1,500 in a season. He got tackled by shoestrings too often. He was great off the field, but that's not what counts. Hopefully the Saints will get a better playmaker in the near future. Well, somebody else will step up. It's not going to necessarily be Latavius Murray, who the Saints signed from Minnesota to take Mark Ingram's place. But there's talk among the sportscasters and the sports reporters that somebody's going to step up to replace Mark Ingram in terms of being that fire plug in the locker room. And I'm sure you've heard in our news that the Saints have restructured Drew Brees' contract to give them more space when it comes to salary caps. This is all a good indication. You know, last year we talked about how the Saints were really focusing on last year as the year that they were going to get to the playoffs and maybe go to the Super Bowl. Well, we came close. And I know we don't have to resurrect that conversation about the no call anymore, but we came really close. And a lot of the team is still intact. So obviously the Saints are making moves indicating that, hey, okay, we came close last year. We're going for it again this year. It's not that they don't go for it every year. It's not that every team doesn't go for it, because they all do. But there are realistic assessments of teams that lead some to believe within organizations that this is the year. And last year we thought this was a great year for the Saints and a great chance to get to the Super Bowl, and we were right about that. It didn't work out, but we were right about that. And it seems like this is a great year right now for this to happen again for the Saints. So it seems like they're making the moves necessary to be in the Super Bowl. So I want to add to the conversation the Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a lawsuit by the parents of some of the victims in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting can proceed. There was a question about whether or not the lawsuit was legit enough to proceed. So the Connecticut Supreme Court says, yes, it is. So let it proceed. Do you think gun manufacturers are to blame for mass shootings? Gun manufacturers make the guns. Gun manufacturers make, I guess they make the ammo as well, right? I mean, there might be some independent ammo makers, but gun manufacturers make the guns that can rapidly fire off all these rounds. But are gun manufacturers to blame? Should they be held accountable for deaths when there's a mass shooting? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I still have people who want to talk about Mark Ingram, and we can talk about that as well. Also, part of this conversation can be about the Senate today. And this meant that some Republicans had to break ranks with other Republicans and with the president. But the Senate voted today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration. The president wants to declare a national emergency on the basis that there is a national emergency crisis at the border in order to get money to build his wall. Now, the vote was 50-40. That's not veto-proof. Excuse me. So the president can still veto this, and he's vowing to veto it. So I don't know where it goes from here. I'm sure they're going to try again. But, you know, this once again brings up the question, do you think the crisis at the border is so ominous and so serious that the president needs to declare a national emergency in order to get funds to do that? Now, remember, this could open the precedent for a president that you don't agree with to do something very similar to that over something that you don't think he should do it with, or she one day should do it with. Again, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, the number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And as always, welcome those of you who are listening around the country on your phones, your tablets, and your computers. Tommy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Always enjoying your show. I disagree with those last guys that came up and say that they agree with you. 15% of the time and 85% of the time, Scoot is wrong. Scoot is right about 95% of the time. So that's my opinion. But I think the Saints, Scoot, made a good choice. Mark Ingram was a team player. The guy had a really, really nice personality, really contributed to the community and everything else, even to the Saints program. He was a good hard player. But nevertheless, I think at the level that the Saints is playing at, you need a back that's going to complement Kamara. Kamara is going to be a great Hall of Fame right back. But when you have a guy that's big, strong, and fast, is gonna open up opportunities for the running game. So I pray and I hope that Mark do really well at the Ravens. But we need a back at the next level right now. So I'm really in agreement with that move.
Tommy, basically, you trust that the Saints, based on what they know, you believe that you trust they've made the right decision.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, and not to take away from the guy's, you know, accomplishments in New Orleans. I mean, he was an outstanding individual. Right. You know, and he was an excellent football player. But right now, we're playing ball at another level. We need that back that can. You know, it takes more than your ability to hype up everybody in the locker room. You got to get on the field. I think he's an outstanding football player, but there's room for another running back at the next level up, and I think the Saints are going to go for it. That was a good move on my part. Right.
Tommy, I'm glad you called our show. And from Metairie, Derek, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, you know, he's just a gone bacon. I mean, what can you say? I mean, if he would have loved us that much, he would have stayed. He would have took the money to the office and stayed. So obviously he chased the money. So that's his prerogative, and now he's gone. You know, so
yeah, it's a business.
It is a business, and you're right. He takes the money, and goes. So he's gone. So as far as falling in love, everybody ought to fall in love with the offensive line and the defensive line, because that's where it's at. When you lose those guys, that's when the problems start really occurring. But, you know, that's it. You know, he loved us just as much as we loved him, you know. So.
But don't you kind of notice, though, Derek, that with all the players that we have all loved with the Saints, and they've gone on to other teams, and we hated to lose them, but there seems to be something a little bit more emotional about losing Mark Ingram than some of the other players.
Well, to y'all, not to me. I mean, if Kamara was going, I'd feel the same way. I mean, it's a business. It's the money.
Yep, it is. No question.
They're going for the money. And the people, you know, and as far as the gun manufacturers and all being charged with that, you know, it's just a sign of the times. It's a terrible thing that all of those kids died like that. But it's not the gun manufacturer's fault. It's not the gun. We don't hold criminals responsible like we should. I think it's just the beginning of the end. They're going to start taking every day. They're going to start suing these companies, and they're all going to go out of business. And your kids and my kids are going to grow up probably in a socialist country, because as we all know, as we see, that's what all of these new politicians are pushing for. And once you take the guns away from the citizens, then the government has total control, and it's going to be left up to our grandkids and all to fight for their freedom back. And it's a disgrace on what's going on. It's terrible.
Derek, I have to get to a break. Glad you called. I totally disagree. I don't think we're headed for socialism. You can always look at aspects of our society and think, okay, well, you know, hey, you know, maybe we're socialists. We're not socialists. I mean, if you look up the definition of a socialist nation, we're not a socialist nation, and I don't think we show any signs of actually being there. There are some presidential candidates on the Democrat side and some Democrats that want us to be a little closer to being socialist, but, hey, I just don't see us becoming a socialist nation. So just relax. Don't let people scare you. And you know, this is part of the scare tactic that is used. Oh, you got to vote for this guy or we're going to become socialist. No, I don't see that happening. Okay, so for today, yeah, the heat is on. It is a warm Thursday afternoon, supposed to hit about 84 today, which is either going to tie or break a record, but then the bottom falls out tomorrow, getting cooler. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870, and we'll be right back on WWL. The Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled that a lawsuit can proceed. This is a lawsuit by the parents of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting. Do you think gun manufacturers are to blame for mass shootings? If you would like to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I don't see how you could possibly blame the gun manufacturers any more than you could blame the auto manufacturers for car accidents. You know, we continue to evolve into a society where nobody is responsible for their behavior any longer. And boy, this is one of the themes on this show every afternoon from 1 to 4. The lack, the diminishing respect for personal accountability. Nobody's ever to blame. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, and I think part of the psychology behind this is the big thing. There's a big thing and then there's a little thing. Usually there's a big, cold, tangible thing and then there's a human being. And usually it's the big, cold, tangible thing that initially gets blamed. Or the tendency is to want to blame that big, cold, tangible thing. And a perfect example of that is, you know, when somebody gets hit by a train, people talk about the railroad crossings not being safe. They talk about the train. The instinct is almost to blame the train and not the motorist or not the pedestrian walking across the tracks. And in this case, we're talking about the tangible gun manufacturers. And we're talking about human beings. And it would be really nice if we could always blame the big tangible thing, but we can't. And I think it is, it's not only not fair, but I think it really damages our society to entertain the idea that gun manufacturers are to blame for mass shootings. Because where do we stop? And again, the obvious case is car manufacturers. What is the speedometer? If you're in your car right now, just take a look down and look at the speedometer. How fast does it say your car is supposed to go? 120? 140? 160? Man, there are a lot of cars come off the production line with 160 on the speedometer. Now, they might not go quite 160, But if you drive too fast, that's your fault. It's not the fault of the manufacturer for making the car that goes that fast. And again, I think that as we entertain these things about holding the cold, tangible item responsible and not the warm-blooded human being responsible, we just continue to evolve into a society where there's going to be less and less respect for personal accountability. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And from the West Bank, Frank, welcome to our show. Hello, Frank.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. You're with us on the air.
Great. You kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but I think we're thinking right along the same lines. I mean,
well, you say it. You say it in the words. You say it your way.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than if someone gets behind the wheel of a car and they pick up their cell phone, they start texting, or they decide to have a few drinks before they get behind the wheel of a car. What you said is absolutely correct. We live in a society today where nobody is taking accountability for their actions. And that could be applied to anything in life. I mean, whether you're somebody who's struggling with obesity or you pick up a firearm, decide to hurt somebody with it. We live in a world today where I think we have a people problem, you know, and to blame a gun manufacturer for the death, you know, because somebody has a mental state that they can't deal with, or they have a hate problem, or they just want to see people hurt. It's no different if you picked up a Snickers bar and ate a whole box of them and then blamed Snickers for getting fat.
Isn't it interesting, Frank, that we've got so many restrictions on car manufacturers to make a safe vehicle, and yet still many of the vehicles go well over 100 miles an hour. You know, so I mean, if you really wanted to make the ultimate safe vehicle, should it not be able to, you know, should the vehicle not be able to reach speeds over, say, 80?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, and look, that's why we have laws on the road. That's why we have stop signs and red lights and turn signals. And, you know, if most people would follow the rules of the road, accidents would be, you know, there would be less accidents. Same thing as it relates to gun law.
No,
you know,
if
you don't pick up anything, I mean, I could take a lead pipe and beat somebody to death with it. Is it the pipe's fault or mine?
Well, it's not the pipe's fault. We'll be right back. Hang on. The Connecticut Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for a lawsuit to proceed. This is the lawsuit by the parents of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And, I don't get it. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the gun manufacturers are to blame for mass shootings? I mean, I think that's going to be really lopsided. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I just don't see how you can blame the gun manufacturer. From, let's see, somewhere in a truck somewhere, Larry the truck driver, you're on WWL. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Scoop, my brother from another mother. How you feeling?
I'm good.
That's good, man. I'm glad you're doing okay. But anyway, I just want to shout out to Mark Ingram, man. Tell him thank you. We appreciate everything you've done for the city and for the Saints. And I just want to let everybody know NFL stands for not for long. You might be here this year. You might be going next year. You never know.
But you all right. All right, Larry.
And you don't blame the gun. You blame the person that's shooting the gun. Thank you.
That's right. I mean, it's obvious. But what you need to try to understand is that it is politically popular to blame some things and not other things. It is not politically popular to blame cars for accidents. But in theory, it's the same thing as blaming a gun manufacturer for a mass murder, a mass shooting. It's popular to blame the gun manufacturers. And that is the politics dictating that. From Mobile, Roland, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Roland. Hello, Roland. All right, did we lose contact with Roland? I guess we did. From the Gulf Coast, Robert, you're on WWL. Hey, hello, Robert. Robert, turn your radio down and just listen. Okay, you're on WWL.
My comment on the whole, I don't disagree with you for a minute that there seems to be, you know, a discrepancy. But I think one of the problems I have, Scoot, with the example is, The automobile and the firearm are manufactured for two different purposes. And the byproduct of driving an automobile, if you're under the influence or killing someone, is that's not the intended purpose of the automobile, but it's a byproduct of the bad decision that someone has made. Scoot, I own two shotguns, and I can tell you, whether it's a shotgun or a rifle, that item is only produced for one thing. In the case of the Sandy Hook shootings, those were deer rifles that are produced to kill deer. They weren't something that was produced to, you know, create something else with, and as a byproduct of an accident or poor judgment, they killed somebody, like in the car example. So I don't think that you should punish the gun manufacturers because they produced a gun, but I think the argument of I've got an automobile and it kills somebody is the same thing, or it's a close enough analogy to I've got a firearm that killed someone, I don't believe is valid because there's two different points of origin here.
I understand your point, but my argument would be, Robert, that the gun is not manufactured to commit murder. A gun is manufactured,
to kill something.
Right, but for what reason? For what reason?
It's manufactured, in this case of Sandy Hook, that gun was manufactured to kill a deer. That's a deer rifle.
Understand.
It's not like an automobile that was manufactured to take you somewhere and you happen to run
well,
over
well,
somebody.
But this is
50 people.
Well, because of I understand that, and because of the necessity of car use in our society, it's not advantageous to blame the car, where it's more convenient to blame a gun manufacturer. But I think I think the comparison holds up, Robert. Guns are not manufactured to commit murder.
But here's my point. My point is that an automobile is manufactured to do something other than to kill something. And I own two firearms. I'm not disagreeing that the problem is in the person that is committing the act. But in the example or the analogy of somebody kills somebody in an automobile because they're drunk or they run off the road or whatever, the other question is, Scoot, what percentage of deaths that are caused by an automobile accident are equal to the percentage of deaths that are caused by a firearm? The percentages aren't even close. Okay, so somebody gets run over by a drunk driver, or 15 people get run over at a Mardi Gras parade 2 years ago. How many people go to Mardi Gras, and how many people get run over at Mardi Gras by a car versus how many people are killed at the hands of an individual using a firearm? The number, the percentage is 100%.
Wait, are you saying, Robert, the percentage of people killed by firearms is greater than the percentage of people killed by automobiles?
No, the percentage of people killed by firearms, so what the intended use of the firearm is exponentially higher than the people who are killed as a result of somebody in an automobile, whether they're
well, that's only if you buy the argument that the guns were manufactured to kill people.
Well, what else was the gun manufactured to do, Scoot?
It's designed to either kill an animal or to protect
right.
oneself. And so there's a proper use of a gun. You're including the proper use of a gun in with the improper use of a gun.
So, Scoot, if that's the case, you're saying that I buy a deer hunting rifle to protect myself? Why wouldn't I buy a pistol to do that?
Well, you can buy either one.
You could. But how many times is the pistol used that is not semi-automatic?
That's inconsequential.
Why
it's
is
inconsequential.
That?
It's inconsequential. It's inconsequential how many times it's used, because that's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is not
the
to commit murder.
Statistical probability is what passes a law, Scoot, not whether or not this is designed to do what it's designed to do. I don't disagree for a second that the problem is with the individual. I believe the money needs to be spent not on gun control, but on gun education and helping people to get people. People that have mental conditions should not own a firearm.
Agree. Robert, we're going to agree to disagree. I've got to get to a break, but I'm glad you called because
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure a lot of people do agree with you, and I enjoy the inspiring conversation. Okay, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're coming right back with more of your comments. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will induct some new members on March the 29th in New York City. It's an HBO special that will air April the 27th, and Duran Duran's John Taylor and Simon Le Bon will be there to induct Roxy Music. Remember these guys? Kind of an obscure band. I remember them mainly from the 70s into the 80s. These guys were alternative before we ever heard of alternative music. So Duran Duran got to help and induce, I guess that's a proper word to use when you talk about these guys. Love is a drug, to induce the induce Roxy Music. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL. Apparently, there were some people uncomfortable with my comparison of gun manufacturers and auto manufacturers. And here's a text that says, Scoot, your argument is misguided. A car manufacturer tries to make cars as safe as possible. And when issues arise, they recall products. Do gun manufacturers make guns as safe as possible? No. Gun manufacturers were more proactive. Oh, if gun manufacturers were more proactive instead of more concerned with profits, then there would be no argument. There have been so many recalls that have been delayed over money. And I think it's a fair analogy because why do guns even have safeties on them? I mean, there's a cost in that could make them more affordable if they didn't have a safety. And there are many, many safety features that could be available for cars, but aren't used because they're too expensive. So there are things that could be done beyond the regulations to make cars safer, but it would make the cost of the car prohibitive. And so that doesn't make them cost efficient. So again, we can disagree on that, but I think the analogy is fair. From River Ridge, Jack, welcome to our show.
Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Look, certainly you can't go after the gun manufacturers for merely making guns, because, I mean, no matter what you're talking about, you can't go back to the people who make the murder weapon, no matter what the implement is, unless somehow...
Well, makes it a murder weapon? It's not a murder weapon. It's not manufactured as a murder weapon. It's manufactured
right.
as a gun. It's a human being that makes it a murder weapon.
Right. Well, I that's what I'm saying. You can't go, no matter what you're talking about, whether it's a hammer, whether it's your fingers, you can't do that. The only way they could go after them is if somehow they could go after them for their lobby. You know, that makes it so easy for people to get guns. You know, makes guns that seemingly have no real purpose in you know, society out in the open. But look, my question to you is this. I don't think anybody's saying that because people are using guns, the person using the guns has no blame. Of course they do. They're ultimately to blame. It doesn't matter. But like, for instance, in the Sandy Hook situation, if he didn't have a gun who shot multiple rounds, if he would have just had a hammer or a baseball bat, they could have stopped him. You know, people could have you know, jumped him. But since he had a gun, he would have just shot whoever came near him.
Well, Jack, I do understand that argument. And I guess I'd go back to if something is legal in this country, then I don't know how you hold the manufacturers of a legal product accountable. Then make the product illegal. And then I think you have a case.
No, but not every gun is the same. You know, like, for instance, the guy who was on top of that shot all those people in Las Vegas. I don't think you could take a hammer and kill 80 people and wound hundreds. You know, the reason we negotiate with North Korea is because we don't believe that they should be having nuclear weapons, because you can kill millions of people with a nuclear weapon. We're not taking their guns and tanks away from them.
No, I understand that argument. Again, I'm going to stay true to my personal accountability argument, and you and I could disagree on this, but again, I think it really comes down to the responsibility of the individual, and I think as we stray from that, as we start to put the blame on cold, tangible products, then we really diminish the report, the respect we should have for our personal accountability.
But do we have to make it easy for these people to commit homicide?
No, well, we shouldn't make it easy for them to do that. And again, then change the law and make it illegal. The other thing is that, you know, when the wrong person gets a hold of a gun, that shouldn't happen. And really, this is the fault of our government, because we have government agencies that don't seem to be really talking to each other the way that they should. You know, one agency has information on somebody, another agency doesn't, and so the person shouldn't get the gun, but the person who shouldn't get a gun ends up getting a gun because these bureaucracies are not communicating with each other. So,
well, you know,
that's a problem.
You know the real problem. There's gun manufacturers paying off people it's not that nobody should have a gun. It's that nobody should have a gun that shoots 100 rounds a minute. You know, what's the purpose of that?
Well, okay, then you shouldn't have a car that goes 150.
Oh, come on, man. That's just pandering
well,
to
no,
the audience.
No,
man.
It's not. I'm not pandering. I have never pandered to this audience, Rick. I'm Jack. I've never pandered to this audience.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Well, Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, see, there are people who don't want to make this a legitimate argument because they want their car that goes 160. In fact, I think it's Volvo. Volvo is going to start producing vehicles that don't go over 100 or 120. I'm not sure which. They're going to have a top speed for all of their cars because of the amount of accidents that result from somebody speeding. But accidents are caused more by, well, they're caused by the driver, not the fact that the vehicle can go fast. So, look, I'm not a gun enthusiast, and I've admitted this many times. I've got to get to a break here. So let's do this. Let's continue this conversation. It's amazing to me how often music from our past is so pertinent to what we talk about today. And so we'll do this song going into a break. I'll continue my point about guns and cars when we come back. But here's a song from the late 60s that applies to today. Janet Jackson is among those who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame March the 29th in New York City. And the special of everybody being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the performances will appear on HBO and a special on April the 27th. And Janelle Monáe will be inducting Janet Jackson into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm running out of time in this hour, but if you're on hold, stay with us. I'll get to more of your calls coming up in the next hour. I admit that I'm not a gun enthusiast. I won't say whether or not I have a gun, but I'm not a gun collector. And I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I support the right to keep and bear arms. But in not being a gun enthusiast, I can't answer this question. I don't know why somebody wants a gun that can shoot off so many rounds. But a gun enthusiast might like that. Now, as long as you're not shooting it at people, having that gun to go to a range or to go somewhere safe to shoot a gun, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a car that on the speedometer says 160. I don't go 160. I've never gone over 100 in this particular car that I have. But I still like the idea that it will go 160. I mean, I like the idea that there's a, I mean, maybe it'll go 150. I like the idea that I have a car that will go fast. Volvo is going to put a limit on the speed of their cars, and I think it's somewhere around 100, maybe 120 miles an hour. Would you support car manufacturers making cars that have a speed limit, a maximum limit on how fast you can go? Or do you like the idea that your car will go faster even if you don't go faster? I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.